Sam, you had to get up and start work before the sun was shining. You say we started work
early before the hot stone come.
Mm-hmm. Or before the sun.
We want to go before the heat is hot.
Or we got up before.
Before light.
Or before sun.
Before sunrise to go to advance in the field before the heat is too strong. Uh-huh.
And today we worked until?
Till the sun was down.
And you call that sun?
Sundown.
And you'd
say, sunset.
Uh-huh. This morning I saw the sun. I
saw the sun rise, and last night I saw it set.
Uh-huh. And you say at 6 o'clock this morning the sun?
The sun was out.
Or the sun did what?
It did show up.
Talking about it rising. You said
rising around 6:30, I believe now.
Uh-huh. At 6:30 this morning, the sun did what?
Arise.
And you say, I was late this morning. When I got outside, the sun had already...
Already up.
It had already...
Out. Or up, we call that
uh-huh.
up.
And...
Arise.
Uh-huh. And you'd say, any nicer ways of saying somebody died?
Well, you go... and see the dead body and tell who sympathize with you.
Uh-huh.
Usually give flowers, buy flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Some people give money to them.
Uh-huh. Well, you could say somebody died, or another way of saying that, you could say he...
Yeah, an accident or...
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear someone say he passed away?
Yeah, I heard that. He passed away yesterday, something
uh-huh.
like that.
What
instead
about,
of he died, he said uh-huh. he passed away.
Any joking ways of saying that?
No, I don't care.
And you say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died?
Yes, it happens sometimes. You never find it. That's a lady that was sick for 3 weeks. They gave all kind of treatment to
mm-hmm.
blow her lung. She couldn't hardly breathe.
Uh-huh.
And she was too sick to be operated to find out inside if she had something inside, so she died. I think she was doing better, and the first thing they knew, she was passing away.
Uh-huh. You said nobody figured out what she died?
No, they never figured out what she had. She couldn't breathe, hardly breathe, so they pumped some air in her lung. You know. They
uh-huh.
tried that treatment, and as long as they think they should, then they stopped. They said there's nothing to do with it. And they could go and cut her, she was too weak to do otherwise. So she died. They don't know what killed her like that.
Well, they don't know what she
Mm-mm.
died?
Oh, no.
Huh?
They don't know what caused her death, you know,
uh-huh.
like that.
And
she must have just a heart failure.
Mm-hmm.
She used to have high blood pressure, you see. So that work with your heart.
A place where people are buried is called a...
graveyard, a cemetery.
And what they put the body in?
In a tomb.
Or what they put in the tomb.
The tomb.
The
cement.
Or the box, they call that.
A coffin.
And when he died, everybody went to the...
To see him. Most people went or they send them a sympathy card if some people close to you, you know, or somebody you had known before,
mm-hmm.
you send a sympathy card or you go pay a little respect, they call that. You go see the body.
Where would the body be?
Yeah, at the funeral home.
And
some people keep it at home,
mm-hmm.
got it home after it's ready, but they all pass to the funeral home now
mm-hmm.
to be embalmed.
If people are dressed in black, you say that they're in?
No, not anymore. When I was small, when they lost their mother and daddy, well, they put black dress for a year, but this is all gone. Nobody look for that. And
what?
They wouldn't listen, they wouldn't play music in front of people that had lost somebody. You
they
know.
Wouldn't play?
Play any music, you know.
Uh-huh.
Or go to a dance, or nothing like that. But people don't care for that anymore.
Uh-huh.
Which it don't make any matter.